Well, praise the Lord. Well, eternally grateful for this week, our holy week. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, our Heavenly King, our Savior, our confidant, our friend, our deliverer, we come to you this morning with hearts of thanksgiving as we go through this holy week, commemorating and remembering what you did for us on the cross. And as you rose again, that we might have life, everlasting life, not just life, but everlasting life with you. Father, we thank you that we know it is thy will and not our will to be done. Because you know, you see around corners that we don't see, and we know those, and you know those things that we don't know. So we trust your will for our lives. Father, we thank and praise you for this TMC call. We thank you for our TMC family. We thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Keith P.K. Roberts, who were obedient to your will as they started the TMC call. Father, we thank and praise you and say hallelujah for how we have experienced such blessings as a result of this call. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless them, continue to shower Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon with favor. Continue to provide them with wisdom. And not only bless them, Lord, but their entire household. Lord, from the youngest to the oldest member of their family. Father, we thank and praise you for the Diaz de Leon family. Lord, we ask that you will keep them as the hands have, as the company has been passed down to Elvia and Antonio. Lord, we ask that you keep them, Lord, and that they keep the vision, oh God, and that, oh God, that you be with them, oh Lord, and the witty ideas will continue to follow, and that you protect them, Lord, and that no weapon formed against them will prosper because they are doing what you have called them to do. Lord, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who has gathered with us this morning. Lord, I love them, but I know that you love them even more. So whatever they're entrusting for to you, Lord, that you will be show favor upon them. Now, Lord, we thank you for our speaker who will bring a word that we know will enrich, enhance, and empower us as believers as we begin our day. Lord, you know what the speaker stands in need of. We thank you, Lord, that the speaker has taken time from their schedule to be a blessing to us this morning. Now, Lord, I ask that you pour tsunami blessings and favor and direction and guidance upon them. Lord, we bind Satan in Jesus' name, and we thank you that this call will go forth with clarity as we feast on the word that has been prepared for us. We love you, Lord, and we daily seek to please you and you alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I love you, my TMC family, as we go out and have in your will, Lord, not my will, not our will be done Wednesday, because we know that God knows what's best, and he only gives good things to his children whose minds are stayed on him. So I will now turn you over to our host. Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Willa?
Yes, I can. God bless you, my sister.
God bless you also, dear one. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. And this is Minister Robin here in New Jersey. And along with Minister Willa, I am going to welcome you, welcome you, welcome you to the awesome, awesome Master's Call. This call was founded on the Word of God, on prayer, and all of that took place because of two wonderful women of God. And you've heard Minister Willa mention their names, and I'm going to do the same thing and give honor where honor's due. We thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for this awesome call. And because of you, we can stand on Psalms 88:13, which is our King's word. And he said, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And that's what we do here on the Master's Call. We begin our day with prayer, and we end our day with prayer. And because of these faithful women, we truly know that what God has given them regarding this call, our mission statement, the purpose of this call, it is all being done. We are truly enriched, enhanced, and empowered believers as we begin our day. And if you would like to find out more about the Master's Call, we started on October 2010 feel free to go to our website, and you can find out any type of information regarding prayer, regarding those speakers. The bios are there. The messages are there. Our website, for your convenience, it is themasterscall.net. Actually, www.themasterscall.net. All the messages have been archived. The daily message is always a little reminder of as to what was said. You can download them. You can listen to them right there on the website. Send them to your friends. Put them on your social media page. We also have an email address for you, and our email address is info@themasterscall.net. That is info, I-N-F-O, @themasterscall.net. And if you would like to join us, be a prayer warrior, a prayer intercessor, a person who just loves to pray, send that request to us at that email address. If you have a praise report, if you have a prayer request, send it also to that email address. And because many of us, the tool, the company, the instrument that has brought us together, it's an awesome dynamic company called Artists International. And we are artist entrepreneurs. And because of the Diaz de Leon family, we have joined that company. We are seeing lives change. People's lives are being changed financially and also health-wise. So if you want to find out more about us and what Artists International is all about, we have a morning motivational call, and that call is immediately following this call, and you can go to 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-pound. It's hosted by one of the platinum presidents, one of the leaders, and a team of other leaders also, and that is platinum president Dorothy Cook. And today, I want you to also know that you heard yesterday on that call, Dr. Stan Breakthrough Harris, well, guess what, praise God, he's going to be on our call tomorrow morning. So I'll come back with additional information, and I'll let you know and give you that phone number again. But right now, I want to move forward with the Word of God and let you know about the man of God that's going to bring the Word forward. He is an awesome man of God, and this is Pastor Chuck Brown. Pastor Chuck Brown, he's been in ministry for many, many years. Over the past 12 years, he's been delivering a message of faith, a message of healing and encouragement across the nation. And his unique teaching style and dynamic delivery, it has blessed thousands, and it has continued to be a blessing in my life also. He brings the word with clarity, and he brings the word with clarity to the Word of God. His sermons are highly acclaimed, and they're very effective, and they're applicable to the listener as they listen to the Word of God. He is the pastor, and he also started the church called Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center. God has continued to bless him and the ministry. They are growing, 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 growing. He and his wife, who is beautiful, I keep hearing noise in the background. I'm sorry. I hope you guys can hear me. His soulmate, Marcia. Praise God, praise God. There's been some changes. Well, you know what? You have to be ready in and out of season. Well, I'm going to love on one of the co-founders who's going to bring the word forward, and that is Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She is affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. She pushes us out of the nest. She is a woman of God who is sold out to God. She, too, is a pastor. She shares the word of God with clarity. It is so clear. You cannot miss or don't understand what she's saying. She is a prophet. Her word comes forward. It is clear. It is accurate. She is also part of the Artists International family, and she just teaches us and lets us know that there is something for each and every single one of us within the kingdom of God that we are called to do. And one of her messages, you need to know what your purpose is and leave God in charge. Let him be in charge. Let him tell you what to do. Just be sensitive to his voice. And this woman truly is sensitive to the word of God, to his voice. And she loves us and we love her. And without any further delay, I am calling the victorious, anointed, appointed Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon to the line. Are you there, Dr. V?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Sorry about that switcheroo on you, but thank you. We know here to be ready in season and out of season. Good morning, Master's Call family. Always excited when I look on this board and I see so many new numbers come across with names, and so humbled and honored by the familiar ones that have been with us on this journey for so many years. As Minister Robin had said, we started this journey October 25th, 2010, and wow, we're coming up on 5 years, and I am humbled that we have been allowed to serve you each and every morning. Thank you so much to Minister Willa, as always, standing on guard to salute God's people as they come into our telecommunications sanctuary. I heard Ms. Benita on the line this morning who coined that term, and we were so honored that she's on the line, as well as all of you. And I've been covered in prayer. Our prayer general, Minister Robin, thank you for hosting the call and standing in your post as you do day after day, week after week, and now year after year. We salute you. To all of you on the call, first I want to thank so many of you all. I got to hug your neck when we were all in H-Town in Houston this past weekend. It was just such an honor to see so many of you, and was so grateful that, wow, we had such a great attendance on Sunday morning when the Word of God went forth. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the prayers of the righteous that availeth much. I think that Artist Reloaded Conference was one of the best ever. We are still thanking and saluting our Kings of Artists and our corporate home office who came together and gave us a par excellence conference from beginning to end. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. You never is it not enough time to take time to let people know that we do sincerely appreciate you. So I want to thank you for that. This is Holy Week. We're on our way. We had our palms up on the stage Sunday, even at the hotel, to change that ballroom into the sanctuary of the Most High God. And we're remembering as we go through this week that this was the most important strategic pivotal time in church history. We also know what today is on the calendar. April 1st is often called April Fool's Day. And all of you all know I'm a prophetic teacher, so we're going to cover a little bit of both about Holy Week and also give you a little history about what April Fool's Day is all about. The history of April Fool's Day, or called at one time All Fool's Day, is uncertain, but the current thinking is they began around 1582, that's a long time ago, 1582 in France, with the reform of the calendar under Charles IX. The Gregorian calendar was introduced, and New Year's Day was moved from March 25th to April 1st. And most of you all know the Gregorian calendar is what we in America go by, not the Jewish calendar. The Jewish calendar begins in September. Our Gregorian calendar, of course, we begin in January. And unfortunately, many of us, even in the church, have not always been taught all the historical and biblical events that Jesus acknowledged and celebrated. But back at the ranch, back again around 1582, communication traveled slowly in those days, and some people were only informed of the change several years later. Still others, who were more rebellious, refused to acknowledge the change and continued to celebrate on the last day of the former celebration, April 1st. Now, these people were labeled fools by the general populace, were subject to ridicule and sent on, quote, fool errands, end quote. They were sent invitations to non-existent parties and had other practical jokes played upon them. The butts of their pranks became known as the Poisson d'Avril, or April Fish, F-I-S-H, April Fish, because a young, naive fish is easily caught. For all you fishers, you know that. In addition, one common practice was to hook a paper fish on the back of someone as a joke. This harassment evolved over time, and a custom of prank playing continued on the first day of April. This tradition eventually spread elsewhere, like to Britain and Scotland, and in the 18th century, and was introduced to the American colonies by the English and the French. Because of this spread to other countries, All Fools Day has taken on an international flavor, with each country celebrating the holiday in its own way. In Scotland, for instance, April Fool's Day is devoted to spoofs involving the buttocks, and as such is called Tally Day, T-A-I-L-Y Day. The butts of these jokes are known as April Gawk, G-O-W-K, and another name for which is another name for the cuckoo bird. The origins of the kick me sign, you've seen people put a kick me sign on the back of people, can be traced back to Scottish observance. In England, jokes are played only in the morning. Fools are called gobs or gobby, and the victim of a joke is called a noodle. It was considered bad luck to play a practical joke on someone after noon. In Rome, the holiday is known as the Festival of Hilaria, H-I-L-A-R-I-A, celebrating the resurrection of the god Attis, and that's on March 25th. And it's also referred to as the Roman Laughing Day. In Portugal, April Fool's Day falls on the Sunday and Monday before Lent. In this celebration, many people literally throw flour at their friends. Now, I didn't say a flower as in a rose or a blue bonnet. Flower as in F-L-O-U-R. Woo. The Huli Hulay Festival is celebrated on March 31st in India. People play jokes on one another and smear colors on one another, celebrating the arrival of spring. So no matter where you happen to be in the world on April 1st, don't be surprised if April Fool's playfully played upon you. But today, as believers in the world, we are not of the world. I know some of y'all have to go to work today, so that's a little history about what we're celebrating. I want to talk, I ministered last night, where we were starting the seven last words for a community of ministries come together, and I was honored to kick it off last night, and I was blessed that so many people came out. And I want to talk about a topic that makes people uncomfortable, but it's a topic that we all have to deal with. My topic for this morning is forgive them. No matter what, no excuses. Forgive them. No matter what, no excuses. I'm coming from the text in Luke 23, mainly that verse 34, when Luke gives an account, Dr. Luke, and the verse says, "Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." We know at the end of the season on the cross is the final hours of his crucifixion were taking place. Jesus himself said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." Well, what's the definition of forgive? So we're all on the same page. According to Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, forgive is defined as to give up resentment against or stop wanting to punish someone for an offense or a fault. To relent in being angry. That's another definition. To relent in being angry or in wishing to exact punishment for an offense or a fault. One of the acronyms I found on the internet, which I thought was very interesting, for forgive was finding our relationship grow is very encouraging. Finding our relationship grow is very encouraging. In other words, after there's been an ought, after there's been an offense, after there's been a conflict, we've got to find a way to forgive so we can find our relationship grow. Well, this Holy Week, we have to always remember that Jesus was born to die. Let me say that again. We have to always remember in this solemn and this sacred time that Jesus was born to die. Can you imagine this? You're living in perfection. where it was total perfection, where Jesus was, peace and prosperity in heaven, and agreeing to leave this utopia, and agreeing to leave this total perfection, and to come to earth to die for you and I, to leave total agape love, and come down here among the holy haters, to have to die for the just and the unjust, to die for some believers who just won't embrace the basics. Jesus chose to leave total tranquility and peace and come down to confront drama and distress. And so during this season, like no other, we always must remember and stay humble and eternally grateful that Jesus was born to die. Forgive them, no matter what. No excuses. See, in our text this morning, if you read verses 32 through 38 in Luke 23, in this Holy Week, we look through the scripture, through the eyes of Christ, at unconditional forgiveness. Unconditional forgiveness. Quickly, in my last 5 minutes, finding our relationship grow is very encouraging. That F in finding is first we have to exercise faith, you know, the God kind of faith that's found in Mark 11:22. You know, faith, that acronym, forsaking all, I trust him. We have to choose to forgive. We have to choose to turn the other cheek. Ask for the spirit of forgiveness to consume us and drive out anger and unforgiveness that's even within us. Even when it's not our fault, we have to still choose to forgive. It's hard, but we have to ask God, and he will help us. The O in this word of forgive, that's a seven-letter word, like the last seven words on the cross. Our. Forgiveness is our problem. It is our concern, just not my problem or just not your problem. We have to be open to the word and the will of God for our lives. What does that mean? Be flexible, open to new things. God speaks to us, and it's doing a new thing, and it shows us new ways to experience godly success. Every day, we need to see God. Ask for his mind, ask for his strategies, his ways to success. And then that last way of the O, it's a four-letter, to some of us, the cuss word, obey. Yes, 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 obey and do what he says to do. We know in 1 Samuel 15, that verse 22 says, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. That R in forgive, relationship. See, we first, when there's a need for forgiveness, sometimes we just need to repent. Repent when we need to, where we need to. Not just regret that it didn't work out or that you got caught, but repent, turn around, go the other way. See, God created us for relationships. Brothers and sisters, can't we all get along? And it's when, not if, we'll have a conflict or a disagreement. It's when, not if, folks will get on your last nerve and your reserve nerve. We must, as commanded in Scripture, seek forgiveness. Some of us right now need to make a call after this call to get some things right, restore relationships. Some of us after this call, this day, need to go somewhere and go to somebody and not make up excuses, don't give no disclaimers, apologize. Yeah, we apologize. We must, as commanded in Scripture, seek reconciliation and seek it and secure it without delay. Now, I know in the rest of that verse 34, it says, and they parted his raiment, his clothes, and they cast lots. Now, even the soldiers recognized quality, and they decided, because of relationship even on a business level, that this fine, seamless linen garment should not be torn. Now, this is not your scripture, your excuse to run down to the casinos in Shreveport, Oklahoma, lost, you know, Lake Charles, Atlantic City. And the Bible says in John 13, that 34 through 35th verse with relationships, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. Forgive them no matter what. No excuses. All that G in our forgive is to grow. Only with the grace of God can you truly forgive. Only with experiences can we internalize and ask for the grace of God to work from the inside out. On Matthew 18, that 21st through 22nd verse, then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 70 times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not 70 times, but 70 times 7. Uh-oh, with the new math, that means, in other words, always forgive. Don't say you forgot, but we are commanded. We all don't forget when people have offended us, but we have to choose to ask, impart the spirit of forgiveness in us. And we must forgive. The I is, that's present tense, do it now. Make it immediate. Make it quickly done. To say, let him save himself in verse 35, if he be Christ. See, a lot of times we're mean-spirited. That's the first cousin of unforgiveness. That I is, you have to have it, the integrity of Christ. And the Bible says in Romans 12:10, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Show integrity to help your brother and sister. That V in forgive, very. Yes, it's extremely, extremely, very important to get conflicts resolved. Quit coming into a room and go the scenic route the other way because you just don't want to walk past somebody and speak and make it right. Very means make it and keep it right. Make forgiveness a priority. Oh, I tell you, and with that E, our last in forgive, it's encouraging. Be earnest about forgiving. Be sincere in your forgiving. In 2 Corinthians 13:11, finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Strive for full restoration. Encourage one another. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. That E, earnest about forgiving. In other words, we can tell. People don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. Forgive them no matter what. No excuses. Finding our relationship grow is very encouraging. Today, get forgiveness in some areas. You're still rehearsing some pain. You're still nurturing some ill. Let it go. Come on, be like the movie. Let it go, let it go. So you can be free to be all God called you to be. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for that word. Praise God. I am going to call you back right after we go before the Lord in prayer. And just a quick announcement. Father, you are so good to us, and you always, always, always have one of your living epistles who are being read by men, and in this case, our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa. Bring us a word to encourage us, to correct us, and to show us what we are supposed to do. We want to be right before you, Father. So we thank you for your servant. We thank you for teaching us. And Lord, let this be a time when each one of us will check ourselves, where we will make it right, not only for you, but to the brother or sister who it has not been right to. I thank you, Lord, for the TMC family. And Lord, if there's anyone out there who needs prayer for sickness, let them know that you, Jesus, you yourself took sickness away from their body. And by the stripes that you accepted on your body, you were wounded for their transgressions. You were bruised for their iniquities. And the chastisement of their peace was upon you. And because of what you did for us, they are healed. We spoke that. We believe it. We decreed it. And your word is not going to return void unto you. It's gone forward in their lives. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for those that may be hurt, those that may have been wounded, those that need to be comforted. You are Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, and we have sent your word knowing that you will not leave them. You will not give them more that they can bear. We know that even though they may be weeping, they will have joy because it is going to come. And we know, Father God, that you are a God of restoration. You are the one who will restore them. You are the one who will keep them. You are the one who will deliver them, Father God. So we thank you because you are all by yourself. Only you can do it all. And as we continue to to speak your word over them, Father. We know that they are being healed. They are being restored. They are being delivered. They are being set in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, Master's Call family, I want to go ahead and give you the replay number for this call. It is 712-432-1085. It's the same PIN code, 957-677-POUND. You can listen to the message today, or if you can't listen to it today, don't worry about it. You can go to our website, www.themasterscall.net. Take your time, listen to the message there if you so desire. And if you do have additional prayer requests or praise reports, we'd like to rejoice with you. Send it all to info@themasterscall.net. And again, that is info@themasterscall.net. We have our TMC call immediately following this call. And that, I'm sorry, our MMC call immediately following this call. And that number is 530-881-1300. And the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. And we have that surprise that I told you about. Yes, indeed. Dr. Stan Breakthrough Harris is going to be on our call tomorrow morning. Minister Willow, we love you. Thank you for what you do. Dr. Vanessa, you are awesome. Thank you. Thank you for that word. We love you and we honor you, and we thank God for what he is doing in you. Tell Mother Josie we love her. Please come back and give us our daily benediction.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you on this, your day, of this holy week, that we reverence you. We glorify you. We thank you for the sacrifice that was made by you. Now, as we leave this call, let us choose to forgive as we've asked you to forgive us. Let us choose to be your hands extended, full of grace and mercy and reconciliation and restoration. Father, let us repent in areas where we have not secured forgiveness, and let us go out and make it right. Order our steps. Anoint our words, season them with your grace and mercy, so that where the enemy has caused strife and division, I thank you for the restoration of relationships through forgiveness today. Jesus said, for they often know not what they do, but we know better, so we're going to do better. So we celebrate the victories already in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an awesome day in Christ, and we look forward to hearing you on the line tomorrow. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Spread the word. Tell everyone that Dr. Stan Breakthrough Harris, he's an ordained minister. If you don't know who he is, I encourage you to go to his website. He is phenomenal. For those of us who are at Artist Reloaded Conference, we heard him. We heard him yesterday on MMC, and we thank God he will be with us tomorrow. So see you on the call then. And have a blessed evening. Blessed day. Bye-bye.